Welcome back to the JMBA Neighbor Gamers Podcast. We are a couple guys that enjoy video games, movies, and entertainment. This is our spooktacular Halloween episode as we get closer and closer, Jay. I'm trying to do my scary voice, Jay, to Halloween. I'm Bay, and here is my neighbor, Jay.
Ooh. You know what's scary?
What?
Being delayed in the airport for 6 hours. I'm going to derail this a little bit. I went to a wedding. Congratulations to Deanna's cousins. Very hospitable and loving, so thank you very much. Totally appreciate it. Never seen that at all since we've been married, so shout out to them. Flight into New York is terrible. JFK. So we're in Rowley, RDU, and we're about to board, and then the captain comes out and tells the clerks, saying that there's routine maintenance on the left engine of this plane and it's supposed to leave. So one person came in already and then deplaned, and then there's this whole line that had to get into, had to reroute us, which we ended up going to Salt Lake City and coming back at midnight versus coming back like at 8 o'clock. So it's a wild thing. Did not enjoy that, but you know, I was playing Marvel Snap. So that's a great game, by the way, if you haven't downloaded it on iOS or Android.
What is that game?
It's a... Talk about it real quick?
Yeah.
So Marvel Snap, it's a card-based game. So if you like collecting cards when you're a child, Pokemon cards, Marvel cards, this is it, man. I mean, this is how it feels. And you could use those cards because they have different power and different abilities. The premise of the game is, I believe you get... I'm just going to throw out a number, like 14 cards.
Okay.
And there's only six rounds. Typically, there's only six rounds. And you're against somebody online, and you're playing for these three islands. We'll just call them islands. And whenever you put a card down, it gives that island power. So now you own it. So say that you put a card of two and I put a card of three. I'm winning that. So if at the end of the match of six rounds, if I own that island but with three power, I win.
Oh.
Well, I win that island, but then it's two out of three. You have to win two out of the three islands.
Okay.
And where things get interesting is those islands also have powers associated with it. So if you put, say the island that has number three on it that I put it down, says, put any card down here and it will be, a copy will be returned to your hand. So, oh crap, I can put like Wolverine down and then I'll get him back in my hand and I can put him somewhere else.
Okay.
So there's all these combos that the game and card help let you interact. So it's super fun, and I was just playing that for like straight up 5 hours.
It's free?
It's free to play.
Okay. And, I'll have to check it out.
Dude, yeah, it's super good. I love it. I'm like on it. I'm like, forget browsing like Instagram and stuff now. I'm like dedicated to playing this game.
Oh, wow. Like, when did you first pick it up? Before your flight? Or?
Yeah, when it was first released. So okay. I started picking it up, I started playing it, and then, you know, I don't have access to a console and spending time with family. So, you know, when people are settling down or not really doing anything, I was on my phone, and I was like, dude, my battery's running out because I'm actually, like, on this thing playing.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then,
means it's good.
I was like, oh, I'll give them $4. Oh, I'll give him $15. Oh, dude, I already gave him $19, babe.
Oh, wow.
I give him no more maybe until the next season. Who knows?
Well, who knows?
Who knows, man? I like it.
Well, if you like it, just have at it, man.
Yeah, I mean, right? I'm really enjoying it, and it was good to play this game on my phone because I usually don't have many games on my phone. If one game, it's this. The rest are deleted.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm always looking to pick up something different on the phone.
You play some mobile games, right?
Yeah. I just do the Clash Royale.
Okay, okay.
There's another game that I play every once in a while, but it's like a Clash Royale copycat.
Got it.
So, Jay, this episode, we're going to, you know, because it's a Halloween episode, we will have to talk some Halloween stuff. But the meat of this, we're going to cover. And Jay sent me a text. Was it today? It was today, right? About the DualSense Edge PS5 pre-order.
Yes.
Yes.
You can do that today, and they'll charge your card when it gets released, which is like in January.
Cool.
If you order it from PlayStation Direct. You order it from another store, such as Amazon and Best Buy. It comes out February, like, 23rd or something.
I wonder, is it the same price?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just PlayStation Direct's like, hey, buy from us.
Buy from us.
$200.
It's a steep price, uh-huh. And we'll talk more about it in a minute here. But yeah, we'll talk about it. $200 is pretty steep for a controller. Other news, DC news, talking about James Gunn and Peter Safran with that, and Gotham Knights review. Is it worth your $70?
Yeah, you got to tell me that.
Oh yeah, and I will. So yes, I will. So stay tuned for that. Well, you know, since it's a Halloween episode, Jay, I was sitting here thinking and, you know, getting ready for this, and I was like, hey, I want to know a couple of things from you, Jay. I want to know, number one, have you ever done some spooky, weird stuff with a Ouija board? Have you ever played that game with and I only say it once, Bloody Mary?
No, this is your third time saying that, man. I'm glad it's not my house.
Don't do that, man.
It ain't my house, man.
I don't want to get creeped out. I don't think I said it three times. I think it's got to be consecutive.
I'm going to whisper it in your bathroom before I leave.
Don't do it.
Dude, I'm going to be scared to say that. I don't know. See, that's why Bay said it, because I'm a wuss. I ain't going to say that word, man.
Let's go with that, because the whole idea with that, I was saying, anyway, we did this when we were kids, right? You would say that phrase three times, uh-huh, in the dark, and you'd be looking in the mirror. Oh,
see, this
right?
is shit right now.
You know you're getting thoughts of this.
Yeah, yeah, I hate this.
You did this with your cousins, your brothers, sisters, right? Mm. Your friends. You turn off the lights, and they're like, boom, and they turn the lights back on, and you're like, you see something freaking scary.
Like you're screaming. Your imagination is running.
Yeah, and then my cousin would mess with us and be like, oh, man, the lights don't work. The lights don't work.
You got the older one that knows that it's not real, right?
Yeah.
Aw, dude. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
We're some kids I can mess with.
I tell you, it's that time of year in Halloween, and people try to scare the shit out of people. Yeah.
Did you have a description in your head how this person would look like?
Oh, yeah.
What did yours look like?
Oh, I mean, you know what? You start thinking about like scary stuff, uh-huh, and that movie, The Ring, uh-huh, kind of gets in my head.
Oh man, I, the way how I imagine this person is like, it was dark hair and a white face just popping out.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's even before The Ring. So, I mean, it's crazy how The Ring has that already.
Yeah. And wow. Yeah. Well, before we talk about The Ring, you got to tell me, because I said Ouija board and something like lit up in Jay's face when I mentioned this, and he was like, Ouija board? Well, so tell us, Jay.
So Ouija board, seventh or ninth, eighth grade, there's a girl like, you know, on the down low, and then like her name was Pearl. I call her out because it's messed up. So she gave me a note, and you know where this is going. I was like, oh man, maybe she's interested or whatever, you know. I get this note, I bring it home, all of a sudden it's like the Ouija board. I was like, oh, hell no. And my friend was over. He's like, dude, you got to burn that. I was like, I don't have a lighter. Like, wait, I'm scared.
Mean, what do you mean?
Who is this?
What was on there? Like letters or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, just the letters and stuff.
From like the Ouija board?
Yeah. Oh, and then shit. I really played, like, not play, but I witnessed it, and your friends would talk about it, and, you know, just like saying a person's name and they're around, and their soul like in this paper. I was like, oh, no. I remember burning that in the backyard.
Wow.
Like on the concrete, because I was hella scared.
Dude.
But just in case.
That Ouija board stuff, man.
Man, some jerk moving it for you, man.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? Whoever does it, they got to be real on the sly to get it right. Man, you can freak some people out.
Because I've never played it.
You really
haven't? I'm too scared, man. Like, that's that book that that Bloody Mary came from. It's called Scary Stories. And if you look that up, it has like a white face and like some red on the nose and a little bit of blue. Oh, hell no, man. That looks hella freaky.
Yeah, we had this friend of mine growing up, and I'll only say his first name. His name is Alan. And he was a funny cat. He would do some goofy stuff with us. But daggone it, he would say, oh, well, hey, let's try the Ouija board, blah, blah, blah. And he had all this stuff, you know, and it sounds like, who had a Ouija board? You know, like, at least I didn't have right? one.
Yeah.
So he had that, and he's also the same guy that told us about Dungeons and Dragons. And so it's funny when I see Stranger Things.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't have a Ouija board. Or did they? I don't remember if they did or not.
In Stranger Things?
Yeah.
I don't think they did.
Oh, man.
But I'm sure it'll come pretty soon. And then and the next time they release it or whatever. But the whole whenever they would talk about Dungeons and Dragons on that show and how, like, you know, evil and the Hellfire Club and all this and that.
Yeah.
I would think of my friend Alan from back in the day, you know, and like my mom would be like, what are you guys playing? That's the devil right there. You know,
what you playing? You better put that away now. And then you better go home and go tell your mom. Right?
Right.
Like my mom, like I've told this story before. So my mom, I came home with a scary story mask.
Okay.
And I brought that home. I was going to use that. And she put that in a trash can.
The white mask?
Yeah, the white mask. She said, nope, that doesn't belong in the house. And she threw that in the trash.
Was that the book you're talking about? Or are you talking about Scream?
Scream
mask.
Yeah,
okay.
Scream. Thank you. Yeah, dude, she did not like that.
Okay. Yeah. That's a creepy thing.
Yeah, man.
So
she threw it away.
Well, tell me about this book.
Oh, the scary story. I mean, the scary stories book?
Yeah.
I primarily was just that person. BM, man. Not bowel movement, but it's not my house, Bloody Mary.
Oh, okay.
That's where that came from. Okay. Every other book story in there I did not read.
Okay.
Primarily that one, because it was word of mouth.
All right. Before we move on to some news, I got to know, what was the last scary movie that just scared the crap out of you?
The Descent.
Descent?
Yeah, so it's a bunch of like cave explorers, and they find out there's like humans down there, but they evolved. So it's more like scare, like spooks.
Okay.
Scare jumps. Jump scares? Jump scares.
Yeah.
And then, of course, The Ring. I remember watching it with my friend Mike, and he came home from the theaters at 1 o'clock in the morning, and we put it on channel 01. Freaking each other out. that's what we did. Freak each other out, man.
That's probably the last one that really scared me. Like, made me like, oh shoot, man. And because it was like a videotape or something right at the end of it.
I forget, man.
Yeah,
it's some person come out of
really,
that TV.
Really freaky. And I probably mentioned this in the previous, but one of my.
She's coming out, man. She's going to come out of the faucet this time. Stop, the faucet. Man. Or maybe your heater over there. Hey, watch out, babe.
I'm looking over
watch
my shoulder.
Watch out, babe, man.
I'm looking over my
shoulder. You got a creeper.
Well, Nightmare on Elm Street, it will always have a spooky, creepy, scary feel to it.
Yeah.
And I really swear that Stranger Things... kind of took that style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially going up the wall kind of thing.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Right?
Or Poltergeist, is that the one?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Is that with the priest and then the exorcist? Oh, no, I can't do those, man.
The exorcist is, yeah, that's going real deep.
This is like people crawling on walls and turning their heads and throwing up and, oh, no.
Yeah.
No, man.
And you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because what stood out for us is, We didn't have like spectacular CGI back in the day.
Yeah.
So them doing that and having her all with the voice and oh man.
Right.
As I can't do the voice, but it really creeped the shit out of me. That's just some crazy stuff.
I was afraid from a lot of things, like Gizmo. Those freaking things, and then stuff comes coming out of him, and the gremlins, dude, those damn little green things come out.
Come on, man.
Dude, I'm scared, man. I'm scared.
Don't come at me with the
That's good shit. I mean, that's kidding.
Yeah. No, it was too cute to be scared.
No, man, you got those, whatever those.
The Mogwai?
Yeah, whatever they're called.
You're talking about the stripe. This is a stripe.
And then the one with the freaking lips. Like, she put makeup on herself.
Okay.
That was funny, you know, but I was a kid, so I was scared of a lot of things.
Well,
and then Jason, man.
Jason.
Dude, fuck. Fuck, dude. This guy, like, get a knock in the morning, like a middle of the night or something, you know, you're trying to go to sleep and you hear noises. Oh, what's that?
What's that, man?
What's that on my door?
Well, they have the new Halloween movie.
Oh, they do, huh?
Are you going to watch that?
Nah.
I know. I'm not. I thought about possibly watching it, and I said pass.
Did you play Silent Hill?
No.
Because the remake's coming out. I don't know when. I don't know if it's next year or 2024.
Okay.
But that game. I think that's the game that scared the shit out of me. Again, okay. Like triple shits, because my Dave and Mike and I, dude, there's this area where it's like a circus, and there's this scene, because there's no camera movement, right? So it's like Resident Evil 1, and it has tank controls, and you just see this chair just rocking by itself in the middle of the room, and you're exploring corners, and all of a sudden you explore this corner in the top left, a freaking clown comes out, just like drops, and then here's three like young adults in their 20s screaming in my room, and we're running into the couch because we're so freaked out. And then my mom, you know, has roommates, and this is like 1 o'clock in the morning. She comes out, starts banging the door. She's all pissed off. Dude, that's scary. That game is hella scary. It has a pyramid man. It has these nurses that look all freaky with no face on them, and they move all erratic. So it's, yeah, that's a scary game. I stopped playing scary games after that, I think.
Wow. So I guess that means you're not going to pick up the new Resident Evil Shadow of Rose.
No, that, or Resident Evil 4 is coming out, another remake of that.
Right. So this, the interesting thing, this might change your mind a little bit, because the Shadow of Rose is a DLC, and it actually doing this with a third-person perspective. So, does that make it more intriguing for you?
I have to get Resident Evil 7 still.
Okay. Right? No, not really.
That's DLC, right? You mean
Village?
Or Village, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Village. Well, I guess. But it is interesting. I don't know, man. That images of the big lady.
Did you play as the big lady, too?
Can you play as it?
I think there's a DLC where you can start playing as her.
You're probably right. With a 9-foot lady, I'm saying this all messed up. Dimitrescu.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what was really creepy when I played that game was the baby, the monster baby.
Oh.
That was just, it made me freaked out a little
bit. Oh, yeah?
Freaked out a little bit.
So how about those other games that are coming out, like Dead Space remakes coming out?
Dead Space? Man.
That's coming out.
See, I've never played it.
Oh, shit. That's scary. That's
but I remember seeing the creepy figure with the glowy eyes on the cover, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's you.
Is that really?
Yeah. I think that's you. That's original, if I'm thinking of the original. And then that Calypso Protocol?
I want to play that.
That's the same team.
Yeah, but I don't think that's. I mean, is that the same? Genre. Is it going to be horror type?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm like, I'm freaking scared looking at that thing. No way.
That's true. I will pick it up, though. I'll pick that up. Clips. And that's coming out, what, December?
Oh, man.
Pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon. So, Jay, let me do this. You know, we're talking about DC stuff. We're going to hit on some Gotham Knights today. DC's in the news, man.
Yeah.
And so they push out Black Adam and, you know, The Rock. And it's funny because you look at the ratings on this, the tomato meter is saying something like 30%, something like that.
Is that what it is right now?
39%.
From the critics?
Yeah, from the critics. But then the audience gave them a 90%.
Mm.
So, People are liking it.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you like what The Rock is cooking, you know, you just go and watch it, right? I mean, you know what kind of movie it's going to be if The Rock's in it. You know it's going to be action-packed. He's a bad guy, which I think is a cool little twist in this. He's normally like the hero. So I guess he's more of like the anti-hero in this.
Like Deadpool and stuff.
Right, and I don't want to spoil it, so I'm just going to say spoilers, 3, 2, 1, and the big news is that Henry Cavill is coming back as the Man of Steel, and he was in the post credits.
Dang.
With Black Adam. I did not see it, so I can't really comment on what it was that was shown. But I like that. I love that Henry Cavill is coming back. I think he does a great job as Superman, and I loved him as The Witcher. You know, especially when he got his voice like this. You know,
yeah.
I think it's cool. And now you've got James Gunn and Peter Safran that are gonna take these roles as co-chairs and co-CEOs starting November 1st. They're going to lead TV and animation. And what comes to mind when I think of James Gunn, you know, of course, the Guardians of the Galaxy, but I also enjoyed Peacemaker, that series with John Cena, Danielle Brooks, who played Leota, and Robert Patrick, who played Peacemaker's racist dad. He was freaking... He was awesome in that role of not that I like racist people, but that I appreciated his just wackiness as a character, just being out of his mind crazy.
Yes.
So I'm actually looking forward to this. What do you think? Because now we have James Gunn exclusively for DC projects.
I think it's great. It's going to give more competition to Marvel, and you know, if they do really well, it's going to make Marvel change a little bit, you know, from what they're steering, their current course. If DC makes a big splash with their new current lineup, whatever's in the works. So I think it's only a good thing. Because they, cool. they need help.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And I think what I'm imagining with them making this move, it makes things a little bit more consistent, and hopefully you're not going to have problems, like, because you would have directors quitting and stuff on DC projects. And hopefully with these two, geez, I imagine if somebody quits, they'll have to just take on or have somebody in position to step in.
Right.
Story-wise, I hope they continue with this kind of dark comedy, you know what I mean? With, you know, some crazy blood spattery stuff mixed in with some funny stuff as well.
Right.
Not that I think that bloody messes are funny, but then you kind of know what I mean with Suicide Squad and also with the Peacemaker.
Yeah.
So... you know, and later on we'll talk about Gotham Knights. But another thing in the news, and I want to get your impression on this, Jay, Star Wars.
Oh, man. You know, tomorrow is going to be the short stories, the 26th.
Oh, really?
Of the Jedi, and it's going to be in the animated style.
Okay.
Like the Clone Wars. I'm like, oh, can't wait. It's all released.
Okay, and that's Disney Plus?
Disney Plus.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I was watching Andor, like, I was on that flight, so 6-hour flight, we're watching Andor. Sick. So good. I like how Cassian gets worked up.
Okay.
You know, he's like, what? You don't know what you're doing? What'd you do without me? You know?
Did you see the recent episode, though?
Yeah, I did. Well, today? Was today Tuesday?
No, right? It's Tuesday. It was
the aftermath.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was a little on the slow side.
Yeah, I think they're ramping up again. You know,
okay.
Just like all the other things that we watch, it like ramps up.
Right.
So by episode 6, you know, it's 12 episodes, right?
Yep.
So this is episode 7.
Yep.
So we're back to the beginning.
That's true.
So it's gonna be. I bet you it's gonna be not bet you me. It's gonna be like him on the run, trying to figure out what he's gonna do.
Yeah.
And then it's going to conclude at some point him joining the rebels.
Yeah.
Reading the manifesto.
Right. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. You know what's going to happen. It's kind of cool seeing the direction they're going. But I'll have to say this last episode was a little slow for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, hills and valleys like Last of Us.
Sure.
Big points, big boss battles, and then come down, see drafts. You know?
Right. Now, hey, moving on here, I want to have you talk a little bit about some initial impressions on what you've read and what you've listened to with the God of War.
Yeah.
And some reviewers have already played it.
Yeah, so like shout out to Kinda Funny because they I listened to them, and just pulling from them a bit, it's more of the same but looks better. You know, I'm just paraphrasing. The feedback that they got from God of War 1 was that there's too many samey type enemies, and they rectify that. So there's multiple different type of enemy types, which is great. You can charge your axe with empower it with ice for the Leviathan, or for the Blades of Chaos with fire with pressing whole triangle. So they change mechanics up. You have a shield that you can parry with, or you can like absorb hits like Black Panther, and then release the energy that you've stored. So I cannot wait to play it. And you do see the story. It jumps off right where God of War 1 ends. So there's Atreus and Kratos, and they're talking, and you know they're relying on each other more than they did before in the first game. Because in God of War 1, like Kratos was more like, I gotta do everything myself, I gotta teach this kid, you know, he's not ready yet. Whereas this one, from the impressions I've listened to, that it's a little bit changed. Like, he's more independent. Like, you don't need to tell him what to do, he knows what to do, you know. So I've never raised kids, but you have kids, so I'm sure, like, if you look back in your memory, how you've taught them throughout their life, how they're more independent now.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I was listening a little bit to some commentaries, and you're right. They, instead of him kind of killing everything for them, they're almost like tag teaming some of the beasts and monsters, and that's, he's cool. just like Atreus, right? And yeah. then now, and then boom, like freaking, I don't know if they do a double, you know, drop kick
together. Throw, and then, I don't like, shoots them in the head with a bow and arrow. I mean, there. If you want to be like black out on this, there's spoilers like online, like video spoilers. So I would just watch out.
Yeah, you don't want to. Well, for me, I'm always hesitant on that because I don't want to get too spoiled. Just let down because they reveal something.
You know what happened last time? Last was part two. You saw what happened. I didn't know what happened. This guy told me like in March before the game came out. I was like, oh,
damn. Yeah, that's.
And that's why Bay didn't want to play it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. No, for sure. For sure. Hey, Gotham Knights.
Yeah. Tell me about this game.
Gotham Knights, Jay. Now, I'm gonna
spectacular or no?
I'm gonna say this though, because there's a lot of really bad reviews,
yeah.
Right? And there's people that are like pissed off. They're like, man, how dare they do this and that. I don't think it's a bad game, right? I wouldn't give it like a 2 or you know a 0 or something like that. But the price point of 70 really gets me, because this is not a $70 game. I'll bet you right now, Black Friday comes around, this game is probably going to be $49.99. Might even be cheaper by that time. And that's just like, what, a month from now? So yeah, them asking $70 for a game that's only 30 FPS was steep. Now, was I bothered by the graphics? No, it's fine, right? Because you know, I'm watching it on the LG, and so it's okay. It looks okay.
This is a current gen game, and you put it against Last of Us Part 2, or you put it against Part 1 remake, or you put it against Spider-Man or whatever, like Ratchet and Clank. How's it do against those?
It tries to be Spider-Man. You know, and it reminds me of Spider-Man a little bit because of like the map and certain things that you have to try to do to unlock things, which I get. And like people complain about, hey, the unlocking of stuff makes this game too slow. And I will challenge that a little bit, because you know, we play Destiny, and Destiny, you know, you got to go back and talk to so and so after you do certain things. You know, you go got to go play like 5 Crucible matches and do some Gambit and all this and that. You like how I slipped in some Destiny? And
this? Oh yeah, man, this is a theme, man. You got to bring it back somehow. Shoot. You know, resurrect it.
Well,
it's like a zombie. He just comes back.
Yeah, it sure does. It's like pulling at me.
You know, it's Festival of the What Lost.
Yeah, that's right.
You got me going again. I haven't even touched this game for... Oh, shit.
Well, you will now because you pre-ordered that controller.
I will stick to my word. I will purchase. What seasons do I have to purchase?
We'll have to go over that. Maybe at least Beyond Light. So I hate to go on a tangent on that.
You love it, man. You got to get this crew back in to play some Destiny, baby. Yeah,
floating in orbit. But going back to Gotham, so there's a lot of that. You got to go back to your base after you finish all your missions, and then you progress in the story.
How's the loading times?
It's fast
compared to other games, though.
I still think it's fast.
Okay,
you know, I think it's normal. I don't know if people are complaining about that or not,
because they're used to this instantaneous stuff now.
Right. Well, let me give you some negatives, okay?
Okay.
The freaking motorcycle that you use, it's garbage. It's trash. Because you're sitting here and you're driving this motorcycle, right? And you just press the up direction and then your bike appears. Kind of similar like to Cyberpunk or whatever.
Or your Destiny. Car
shows up. Or Destiny. You jump on your bike, right? And dude, it's like forever for this thing to... It looks like it's going fast, right? You got this wind blowing on you and stuff, and you're holding on to this awesome motorcycle. And then you're like trying to pass this freaking gremlin or a pinto because you're going freaking super slow, it feels like. And I'm like, what the hell is this? You're going 40 or what?
Right, he's obeying the law, man. You know, I gotta represent and be a role model.
the bike sucks. It really does.
So funny.
You're better off using your grappling hook, and you know the grappling hook is like they're trying to make it comparable to Spider-Man, you know, web slinging and stuff. But it's a little quirky. It's very, for me, it was really quirky with Nightwing. I was like, what the hell is going on? I can't get this to shoot right, and it just felt odd. And speaking of Nightwing, I did not like playing as Nightwing. He sucked, man.
Whoa.
I mean, it was like too much movement. You know, he's trying to make a full, you know, 360 degree turn and do all this and use his batons and do some crazy stunts. While he's just trying to do like a quick assassin attack or something.
Okay.
So it's a little odd using him. Now, you can get away from that, and you can play 4 characters. You can play as Robin, who I haven't used.
How do they level up? If you have to like re-level them?
Okay. So certain things you will have to re-level, like the armor will stay with you. So let's say like you can do some crafting, okay, and you can craft an armor. And let me just throw out a number. Let's say it's like 48 or whatever. So there's a numbering system there. You know, the higher the number, the better. You can also have like elemental damage with your armor. That will stay with you when you switch characters. It'll stay like in your inventory. Now the one thing though with crafting, the weird thing is this. Let's say like you want to craft some melee. What do you say, melee or melee? Melee.
I'd say melee.
Melee. Mm. Melee weapons. You know, you want to make them stronger. You have to select an activity that has the little fist for melee.
Okay.
I didn't find this out until later because I'm like, dang, come on, I want to craft. You know, get stronger melee strikes or hand-to-hand combat. Like, where is it? And I realize I'm looking on the map. You got to select activities that are for that. So if you want to upgrade your suit, right? Your armor, then you got to select activities for that. It's got to have like the little shield, right? If you want to upgrade your range attack, your whether it's your Batarang or your guns for like Red Hood, then you got to select that. So there is a little bit of a learning curve, right? But when there's this momentum move that you have, which is like kind of like your super.
Yeah.
And you have to get that to go up for you to do certain momentum strikes and actions, right? I thought Batgirls was pretty cool because you get to that momentum strike and then you can jam away at the on the box button. And then just follow up and just pound on some people. There are some abilities that I like more on her. She does have like this defensive move that you can interrupt an attack from a big heavy opponents, like big tank opponents.
Okay,
which is fine. Sometimes it is frustrating. Okay, and you can see with all the reviews, sometimes it's frustrating. But for me, I'm still enjoying it. I'm not like pissed off.
Okay.
I bought it at GameStop. They said, "Hey, we have this 48-hour return policy."
Wow.
You know what I mean? And I was like, "Ooh!" I was so tempted because like I bought it on Thursday.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I bought it on Friday. They said, "Hey, if you return it on Sunday, you'll get." Because you're a pro member,
you get credit back.
You get credit back. You get the full credit,
not towards your card, but GameStop credit.
GameStop credit.
Okay, all
right. Which is yeah. right. But I'm keeping it because I think I want to play it more.
How long were you in the world of Gotham Knights?
12 hours.
That's a long time.
So I mean, but this is the thing. I barely scratched the surface of it, and maybe that's because I switched between the three characters.
Or the motorcycle's slow.
Yeah, there's more. Yeah, that's you.
You go 40 miles an hour, you know, and then the freaking goal's 40 miles away. You got an hour to drive, man.
Yeah. When I just remember one thing. One thing that people were, I don't know if I said this or not, but you only do combat at night.
What? So during the day?
So during the day, you're like wearing like normal clothes and stuff, and you're in the... what I call the tower.
It's a clock tower, right? It is a tower. You know, some people are loving the Nightwing.
They are, huh?
Yeah, there's photos that I've seen, you know, in the internet. They've taken pictures of his gluteus and his donk donk.
His donkey
donk. Yeah, I'm like, they're saying, like, this guy is big boy.
Okay.
Well, right. And then they say Batgirl got cake. I'm like, what are cakes? And I, you know, I'm just making an assumption here what that is.
Okay.
So
Batgirl looks all right.
Right. So yeah.
She's fit.
It's for everybody.
They're trying to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 3.5. Yes.
Out of 5. Right. Spooktacular. Great scale.
It's like a 7, you know.
3.5. All right, that's cool.
I'm not as angry as everybody else, but we'll see if I finish it.
Yeah, let's see. You still got God of War to finish.
Yeah, that's coming.
That's
up.
That's coming on November 9th.
Yeah, it's coming up in 2 weeks.
Where are you in that story?
I'm not done. I'm not close to being done.
Do you have the head around your waist yet?
No.
The guy talking?
Not yet.
Oh, man, babe. You got a long
I got put a long on ways. Easy.
Just go through it, man.
You think so?
Yeah, if we're going to talk about this game, you got to talk about the first one.
Yeah.
I would say. At least a little bit.
Yeah. What's the name of that head?
I don't know. Little head?
Mortimer?
I don't know. It's not Mortimer. I forget his name. Or just at least watch like a YouTube story thing. Because I'm sure you have an appreciation of the combat already.
Right.
Of some combat.
I know what to expect there.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll lower the difficulty and just try to cruise through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. You know, just get off the Destiny, man.
Well, let me ask you this before we move on.
Yeah.
Are you gonna play Gotham? Gotham Knights?
You know, I did say that I was going to buy it, right?
Yeah.
So do you think I should buy it still? Or should I wait?
I'm not going to be mad at you if you don't. You know what I mean? Because I've... Shoot, man, you can use my copy.
But I'll play together because that's a multiplayer game,
that's,
right?
That's true.
Have you played multiplayer with anybody?
Not yet.
Because it feels like Destiny for two people. go to a goal, defeat the goal, you know, achieve it, and then level up your character, go back to the clock tower, you know.
I'm wondering, though, like, because, you know, the some of these missions, well, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be more fun with two people. I'm not quite sure, you know, because... I don't even know what it'll look like if you're traveling to another part of the map.
Yeah, we can race each other.
and watch the Honda Civic passes.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if you pick it up. I'm not gonna be mad at you if you pick it up, but honestly, I think the price will go down.
Okay, so I feel like I should wait.
And I don't
just play later.
It's up to you.
Like a backlog thing.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, just... How many more days till we got God of War?
2 weeks, man.
Dude, that's going to go by fast.
It will. Yeah, so, like, honestly, like, people that are on the fence about buying that game, you got to think, like, can I wait a couple weeks for something like God of War?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the whole thing. If you got money and you're like, hey, I'm going to just try this out, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Arkham Knight.
Okay.
It's not that. No, huh. Not at all. Oh man, Jay, what have you been busy? Because so Jay went on this trip to see family.
Yeah. Other than playing Marvel Snap, that's all I played. And yeah. I enjoyed. I don't know how many hours. Honestly, I played it. I wish I could look and see how many hours I poured into that game. I know at least 5 yesterday.
Right.
And then including on the plane. Turn off your Wi-Fi, guys. Okay, just one more match. So when you hit a certain altitude, your Wi-Fi goes out, right?
Yeah.
And it's starting to reconnect to the game. So that's how bad I'm breaking. I'm usually a rule follower. Though it's like, you know, they know where they're going.
They're not going to know.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just been playing that. And, like... It thought crossed my mind. Like I was like, I'm gonna wait in front of Bay's house before the garage opens, and I'll play Marvel Snap. Because honestly, these games are like less than 10 minutes.
Okay.
They're like 5 minutes.
Okay.
5 or 6, depending if your opponent chooses a card.
Nice.
So it's great fun. I'm enjoying it, and I've been playing Street Fighter still, but not last week. Still getting adjusting to that controller. There are certain moves, you know what I'm saying, that you can do easier, certain combos you can do easier, but like this Dragon Punch when I'm walking backwards and then to do it like out of memory, muscle memory, I can't.
Right.
I just jump in on me. I'm like, dude, that sucks for me. I need to like learn how to anti-air again.
Wow.
And then I've just been watching videos of Street Fighter and combo videos and just waiting for this if they announce like an open beta again, if they were to do another beta. So, I just want to play Street Fighter.
You should.
Yeah. You know,
that's going to be our thing this upcoming year.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That'll be August. Fun.
Whew. Yep.
Yeah, talk about that real quick.
Yeah, man. My plan is to go to Evo. I don't care how good or bad I do. Just want to get that experience again. And then feel that energy.
Yeah. We'll take the neighbor gamers to the road.
Right, yeah. Share some, like spread out our community.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Wow, that was a lot. It felt like Halloween is coming up right around the corner here. I'm looking forward to passing out some candy and stuff. What about you?
Yeah, I would say about the candy stuff. I mean, it's all over the news that like some people are lacing like nerds candy with fentanyl. So be careful. Parents and kids.
Dude, that's so crazy.
Dude,
man.
That's whack, man. They're gonna kill somebody that way.
Yeah.
So just be careful.
You know what? And see, like, man, as a kid, we totally enjoyed that stuff. And it's crazy because like we would be cautious. Like they would say stuff like, hey kids, watch out for apples, right? Cause
worms.
Or no, they would put like freaking razor blades in.
Oh, dude, that's assholes. Even more asshole.
I know, right?
Doesn't change, huh?
It doesn't. It doesn't. But it compounded by like disguising it in a box, and you think like, you're buying something in a package and that it's safe, right? And these jerks that I don't know what the heck they're thinking or why they want to do this. And why are you trying to harm a kid that's wanting to just eat candy?
Yeah.
That's just downright low.
Yeah, man. They're ruining the kid and family life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So please continue to be safe and just take care of yourself, right? And, I mean, I kind of took your line, Jay.
Oh, it's good.
But, hey, everybody, thanks for listening. And that's all for me.
Yeah. Take care. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others.
Awesome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.